This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, let's jump in right here. It's Hartman Harrigan and bonus Adam Carter, dumber than we thought. I mean, this is a tease. What you're supposed to do in radio is you say something before the break, Carter.
Yeah.
And then they wait. Now this was say something as one show is ending.
Oh.
And you have to wait until the next show starts. I can proudly announce Charo still with us.
Yeah. We love you, Charo. We love you, Charo.
Coochie, coochie, coo.
She is known as a good guitarist, too. She's
up there.
She is
known as a good guitarist, yes. But Charo is still with us. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not, Charo? Maybe at the state fair this year, Dave Harrigan, Charo opens the state fair with us. Dave, can you make that happen?
I will make that happen. That's a 1,000% guarantee.
She has to be there, though. We have to have Charo at the state fair.
Yes. I think that's what he's guaranteeing, right? Not just on the phone, not yeah. Carter in the back. That's Charo.
No.
I mean, come on.
She will be there opening day of the day of the state fair. There's a ball game that day that's, I think, a noon start, so we might not be there.
Oh,
that's right. That is right. Hold on a second. Kathleen is listening to the room. Wait a second. Charo might be appearing here in town.
What?
I might have a chance to see Charo.
Oh, you have to go.
Yes, bring her a date shake.
Oh, that would be great. Here's what it said. She recently wowed over 17,000 at the Hollywood Bowl.
17,000?
And continues to sell. Did the McCallum Theater. Hold on. Kathleen, is the McCallum Theater nearby? I mean, we have to see. It is nearby. Okay. I may be in the presence of Charo in the next few weeks.
This is, you know what, is this kismet or karma? No, it's not karma. Is it kismet or is it, what do you call this?
Who is kissing Matt, too, by the way? Kismet. Yeah, this is kind of crazy. Okay. She's made over 350 television appearances, including many in The Tonight Show and Letterman. When you think
Love
of boat, Charo.
Hello. Love Boat.
I was going to say, you're stealing my line. I'm Lee Hamilton telling Joe Censor not stuff. When you think of Charo, 651-461-9226. I'm just hoping a former failed talk show host is listening to this and reviewing the show. When do you think of Charo? Because I'm with you. Hello. Do we have the... I think, Dave, we need to work in the Herm Edwards hello a lot more. Hello. That's it, right, Carter? Charo and Love Boat.
Yes. Many times. I think she at one time she I think her original appearance on the Love Boat, she was a stowaway.
Okay. Dave, are you troubled the fact that Adam
breaking
is
down.
Trying to do,
I could do a love
to rack his brain of all the characters that Charo has played on Love Boat. He's trying to identify which one was her first.
There will be a podcast.
I mean, who you got?
There's a podcast coming up, breaking down the Love Boat.
We have been debating the podcast for about 5 to 10 years. Maybe this is it. Charo, her roles on Love Boat. You know, peak actress at her best, Meryl Streep or Charo on Love Boat.
It's a toss-up. Coin flip.
Who do we got at this point? Who do we have a modern Charo? Who is the closest thing to Charo right now?
I mean, I've based on just kind of the accent and the you know, the
watch yourself. We already have one radio host who just got suspended when you're starting to go based on the accent. Dave and I are both buckling up a little bit. We're both worried.
But like like a Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
I mean, but, both beautiful women.
Yes. Now, am I underselling Charo's acting skills when I'm just going to say that Sofia Vergara is better?
I don't think so.
Because Sofia had the serious role right. A couple of years ago where she received praise. Are we looking for the unknown Charo roles where she played serious and was good? Maybe she has that.
Oh, somebody, two different texters nail it. Shakira? Yeah.
Come on. Shakira is so much more accomplished as a singer than Charo,
Do
right?
we know that? Do you know about
her? No, I don't.
I mean, she's Spanish. We don't know that.
Okay. Hold on a second. So you are venturing this. Well, they're both Spanish. I mean.
No, I'm saying it's like. No, her career in Spain. And what I'm saying is Charo's career in Spain, there could be monuments built.
Yeah, but Shakira is internationally successful. But we probably aren't talking about her that much without how that success has also come here, right?
I guess.
I mean, we wouldn't dismiss her, but it raises Shakira's profile in the States as popular as she's become here.
Right.
Okay, speaking of this. Have you on your social media stuff, have you been overwhelmed by Montoya and the Temptation Island show? I don't know which country it's in. Have you been besieged by these?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Dave, are you familiar?
I am not.
So somebody tell me which country it's based in. I'm not familiar. But last week on Temptation Island, there's a feature guy named Montoya. Somebody must know about this more than me. Text away, or no, call in and be better. 651-461-9226. So Montoya's on one part of the island, and his girlfriend is on a date with someone else, and then the next thing you know, they're having sex, and Montoya is watching this on the TV.
He is watching it
on TV, like live as it's happening. And that's part of the show where apparently you're forced to watch. So then you see Montoya running and running and running to try to get to his girlfriend and stop what's taking place. Then last night, on my social media, maybe tell us what I'm watching on social media, okay? Now, Montoya's girlfriend is forced to watch Montoya have sex.
Yeah, this is Temptation Island, Spain, by the way.
Temptation Island, Spain.
Yeah.
Okay, is Montoya somebody well-known?
He's no Charo.
Because He is not Charo. I know that. But everybody refers to him like Charo, not as like Fred Montoya.
Yeah, it's Jose Carlos Montoya.
Yes.
Okay.
But often like us, great football players, great soccer players will be simply be known by their surname or their first name.
Okay. How would this show play out in the States?
Well, it kind of does, right? I just don't think we'd have the video of the act, which I've seen now they actually have video of the act happening.
Yeah. You've spotted it, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yep.
I've watched it several times already.
Poor Harrigan. Poor Montoya. But then the girlfriend from the video I saw last night, she's overwhelmed with sadness. To quote Herm Edwards again, Dave, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? Look what you were doing last week. It's a heck of a response on this show. What do you think about the start of the show so far?
You easing into it like a nice pair of pants.
Yes. Today's Charo is Donald Trump. Shows up everywhere on TV and is a total boob. Ba-dum-bum.
Hey-o.
Thank you. Two drink minimum. Tip your waitresses. Okay, you mentioned earlier in your show, and then also at the end with us, the latest OJ doc. What is this version called?
It's called American Manhunt OJ Simpson on Netflix, I believe.
It's on Netflix.
I think it's five episodes.
Five episodes.
Four or five.
Are you done?
I finished it last night.
Okay. Do we have a main moderator?
There is not a moderator in it. Nope. It's simply the interviewees provide the moderation.
Okay. Got it. I want people to text us or call us the greatest documentaries you've watched in your life. Sports, non-sports, politics, famous individuals, something you had no idea about. The greatest documentaries, because I think the two of us have talked about this before, Carter. So many documentaries I watch, I love, and I think, why don't I seek out even more documentaries? Because they can be remarkable. Yeah, obviously, like in any product, like anything, they can be failures, but we have an audience where I'm sure plenty have consumed a lot of documentaries. Maybe there's just one in particular that stands up. Greatest documentary. And if you want to add why it stood out so much, that would be great. Texts are fine, but we also love phone calls. And on a topic like this, you can add some context. We can even have a little back and forth. A documentary that still stands out to you today. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Little Willie brings us back. Dumber than we thought. Dave, music theme today is?
Well, it is Willie, intentionally, with Redheaded Stranger. There's a big birthday today. She is 91 years old. The only living, I guess the only surviving member of the Gilligan's Island cast.
Oh.
Tina Louise. Ginger. So we are playing famous redheaded musicians today.
Tina Louise, did she do anything of significance after Gilligan's Island?
I think she might have done more things of significance before Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I don't know. That's in my Gilligan's Island podcast that I do.
Bob Denver did the most of anybody post Gilligan's Island?
Probably the biggest star on that cast was Jim Backus, right? Thurston Howell III.
Right. That's true. All right, we're talking documentaries here. We will get to ask Adam anything. Are you just going to do the whole show and then do DeRush's show? Just go for like nine hours?
Not? Why not?
Let's go.
I'm a giver.
You are a giver. 651-461-9226. Calls or texts. Great documentary that you watch, since Adam's talking about the latest OJ doc. Cindy has called in. Cindy, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Doing well.
I heard what you said about the documentary, and I've watched tons of them. And I thought of The Tiger King because it had it all for me. It was sad, funny, entertaining. But yeah, that's one I thought of.
Tiger King.
I know there's a lot of
okay.
good ones.
Thank you. Adam, go ahead, because I think we're in agreement on the Tiger King.
A Tiger King, probably more so than any other production in any point in history, dropped, as the kids say, at the right time.
Yes.
Right at the start of the pandemic, man.
That's it. I don't think any other time the Tiger King has any chance in hell. I think the Tiger King was terrible, but we all didn't know what to do, and we're seeing all these goofballs and saying, why not?
It's memorable, man.
I don't want to talk to my wife or husband anymore. Let's watch this show together.
You cats and kittens. You know, so many people have texted, and my favorite one you asked me, what immediately came to mind was Country Music by Ken Burns, the country music documentary he did.
Yeah.
But has Ken Burns had a swing and a miss?
He did the one on Charo that really didn't take off a lot.
Peter Coyote reading. And then in 1955, Charo appeared on The Love Boat, changing her career forever.
I'm going to try to get backstage when we see Charo out here, and I'm going to try to say, Charo, I'm a filmmaker. I want to do your documentary. Why not? I love documentaries. So here, we'll get to a lot of the text, too. The 50 best documentaries of all time from IMDb. I'll just give you the top 10. Blackfish. I saw it. Did you guys see Blackfish?
Blackfish. What was that about?
That was about the killer whales.
Oh, yeah.
And the dangers.
Yes,
and
that was good. Yep.
Very powerful. And think about the effect it had on SeaWorld and other places.
Tillicum.
Yeah, Tillicum. You're right. Don't go there. Exit Through the Gift Shop. Found the style of some of the world's most prolific street artists. An amateur filmmaker makes a foray into the art world. Don't know that. Dear Zachary, a letter to a son about his father. Grizzly Man, a devastating take on grizzly bear activists who were killed in October while living among grizzly bears.
I saw that one.
Did you really see it?
Yeah, it's Werner Herzog or whatever his name is. Did the documentary. Yep.
Yes. Man, I hate to say it, but
tough way to go.
Living with the grizzly bears. Oh, geez, not a good way to go. Samsara, filmed over nearly 5 years in 25 countries and 5 continents, is shot in 75mm film, transports us to sacred grounds, disaster zones, industrial complexes, natural wonders. That sounds pretty darn cool. Here is that 6, O.J. Made in America. That's Ezra Edelman. That's why I was saying we didn't talk about it. I'm genuinely bummed out that the Prince doc, we're not going to see.
Yeah, me too.
9 hours from Ezra. He is incredibly accomplished, thorough. He's going to show all facets of Prince, and it seems like the Prince entity, Carter, just bought him off somehow.
Disappointing.
I want to see it. Yeah. O.J. Made in America was so good because it was so much more than just the trial.
Yeah.
It was his life, the star he became, the crossover star he became, and even the last of the 4 episodes about how odd his life was at the time living in Florida. Free Solo, that became a huge thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Act of Killing, a documentary with challenges of former Indonesian death squad leaders to reenact their mass killings.
Jeez.
Sounds like an upbeat one.
Thought Montoya had it tough.
I think Montoya did still have it pretty tough. Not quite as tough as this. Hey, I need you to act in this documentary. Hey, great. What's your role? Oh, we're going to kill you. You know, but it's going to be memorable, and it's going to be 9th on the list. 8th on the list. Baraka, a collection of expertly photographed scenes of human life and religion. And then another sports one, Hoop Dreams. Hey, Eric, remember Hoop Dreams?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, really, really good. John has called and wants to talk about a great documentary he's watched. John, thanks for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Yeah, that woman there reminded me of that Tiger King. His famous line of, I'm not going to be able to financially recover from this. I say that all the time to my daughters when they come home from the store. But I watched that 20 by 20, or maybe a 40, whatever the ESPN is, on Ric Flair and the wrestling that his whole world was in. Have you guys seen that one?
I did see that one.
Yeah, that one, that guy there, he is unbelievable, is he not? I mean, drinking six-pack of beer and drinking shots and then go wrestle for 2.5 hours and come back and buy shots for the whole bar. I mean, that guy, geez, he lived a life. It's a good show. Everybody should watch it. But, I don't remember if that was 20 by 20 or what to call that on the DFPM.
I think it's 30 for 30.
Nature Boy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, those guys down south, man, he was a hero. I grew up down south, so he was a hero of mine even before I moved up here. And he got Minnesota connections, too, I heard.
Yeah.
He's been part of that.
Yeah.
Like, he's got
Gopher
something going on up here.
He was trying to be on the Gopher Minnesota football team. Where, John, where are you from?
Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Nashville, Memphis?
There's a big circuit down there. There's a big circuit down there wrestling, and we fill up, you know, everybody goes on a Saturday night down there and, you know, in gymnasium or at the Moose Lodge. And, yeah, it was some good. Those are good days growing up down there and listening to all that, watching all that wrestling and believing it is true. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
John, you're fabulous. Will you call in again?
Yeah, I called in.
Call in another time. Thank you, John. Very good. More documentaries. Man on a Wire. Did you guys see that? I saw it. I loved it.
It's very good. Very good.
Bat Kid, superhero named Miles Scott, American child and cancer survivor. His wish was to be a sidekick for the superhero. Unseemly, the story of Peter Nygaard, fashion mogul, and his sex crimes in the Bahamas. Really good. 10 questions for the Dalai Lama. Didn't you tell me the other day, Adam, you thought the Dalai Lama was overrated?
No, I love the Dalai Lama.
Yeah. The Last Dance. Okay, the Jordan doc. How much did that benefit from COVID?
Oh, it did. It certainly did, but it was really good, though.
It was really good. Yeah, it was. Jennifer Coolidge is the new Charo. How about that one?
I can. It's Charo-esque.
Yeah.
Adam's thinking, she doesn't have the accent.
Exactly.
Well, she's a white woman. How can that possibly be?
Yeah. The reason Days to Confuse is this greatest documentary because I graduated in 77. Each character of the show represents someone I knew. Yeah. That's part of it, right? If it really identifies with your time. Like, I graduated early 80s. That's like Ferris and Fast Times is just right in my wheelhouse. Best doc, The World at War, is 1974 British production. Fantastic history of World War II. Chaos on the Bridge, about the troubles behind Star Trek The Next Generation, directed and written by William Shatner. Buying it.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones. A lot of people mentioned different 30 for 30s, you know, and as you
I
said.
I thought that was 20 for 20 or 40 for 40.
One of those two.
One of them.
All right, here we go. I mean, maybe we need John to join.
Call back in, John. Yeah, let's go.
As ask Adam and John anything. Yep, we're ready. What do you got? I have very few questions today. Very few questions. I want you to dominate. Ask Adam anything. Phone calls, texts, smoke signals. How about the Odyssey app? Go to the Odyssey app. Click on the microphone. You get 30 seconds to ask Adam a peculiar, a funny, a bizarre, a we never saw that coming question. Let's go. 651-461-9226. Boom, we're ready. And in fact, Robert has called in to the, or no, he didn't call in, excuse me. He went to the Odyssey app, Carter, clicked on the microphone, and left this question for you. Play it, Dave.
Yeah, I got to ask Adam. Here it is. Adam, where do you get off? Huh? Where do you get off? That's it.
I'm getting off to wherever he's getting off. He's got the blinker going. He's getting off on an exit.
He's clicking right there, isn't he? Yeah. Where do you get off? Among the texts, What do you think caller John's occupation is? Ask Adam anything.
Sand and gravel.
Adam, you know she isn't listening. This is another text. Excellent text coming in. 651-461-9226. So how is it really to work with Jordana?
It's wonderful to work with Jordana.
More text. Adam, how will Donald Trump propel himself to a third term as president? Any ideas? We know what's coming. Thank you. You too, by the way, have mocked me on this.
I'm coming around.
I'm coming around.
I don't know, but it's going to happen.
Dave, have you come around yet?
When you say he's going to run, what do you mean? Do you mean he's going to be on the ballot?
Yes.
Okay, then no, I've definitely not come around.
Yes. It's a beautiful position he's in right now, because if the lefties of the media push back, and I mean, we're kidding, come on, we're kidding. But then do his hardcore, he starts building the momentum. He's in a pretty good spot there. Adam, have you spotted Elon Musk's new name on the Twitter machine?
I have, yes. I'm glad we have so many fine, upstanding adults running this country.
Can we say it on the big neighbor here?
Is it Big Balls?
No, he's going with the name Harry Balls.
Oh.
Harry Balls. This is the wealthiest man on the planet. Is he the second most powerful person on the planet right now?
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. And he's going with Harry Balls on the Twitter machine. I mean, there you go.
Honest to God, it's just...
this is where we're at, man. Jeez. Dear Adam, Team Tina Louise or Team Charo? I mean, that's a tough one.
That's
tough. They both have come up recently.
If there's a little Rioja involved, Charo is the way to go.
Charo is the way to go. How jealous. Are you coming out here or not? Or are you coming out here just as I leave, too?
I don't know yet. It might just be me solo, too, by the way.
Mm. Is this you making up for the Nashville trip?
Yes.
Adam, will you miss the penny if it goes away?
Not at all.
Zero.
Bravo, Arrigan? Trump.
Yes. Thank you. All of us in favor of getting it. If it costs us almost 4 cents, but then I read a couple stories yesterday. I mentioned to Dave. Supposedly the nickel costs 14 cents to make. What are we doing? Doge, let's go. Adam, is lingerie a welcome gift for the lady in your life for Valentine's Day? Among the texts.
No, it's not.
651-461-9226.
Lingerie is more of a gift for you than it is for her.
Okay, so is it automatically a no then?
No, or? I mean, there are places for lingerie. I think that needs to be a...
Which place is that?
That needs to be...
I was just saying, where are we talking about?
It needs to be a conversation, kind of a go shopping together.
Yeah. Well, the person receiving the lingerie has to be okay with it as a gift,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then if she or he is okay with it, why not?
Yeah.
More text. Adam, since you're a fan of fish, do you automatically have to like fish food ice cream by Ben and Jerry's?
You don't automatically have to, but it is delicious ice cream. That brand of Ben and Jerry's, it's good. Fish food is good.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to Mike in Minneapolis and more of your phone calls and texts. Keep them coming. Excellent calls and texts. 651. 461-9226. Early next hour, we'll talk with John Krasinski on the large announcement in favor of Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez in the pursuit of ownership, majority ownership of the Timberwolves. Let's run a bunch of calls. Mike in Minneapolis. Mike, you're first up, sir.
Hey, fellas. Adam, is it too late to ask England to take us back?
I didn't hear that. What did you say? Yeah. Say again, Mike?
Can't quite hear you, Mike.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'm a dope.
There you go.
Had you on speaker. Is it too late to ask England to take us back?
I think, yes, it is. And I don't think, you know, I mean, this is not just this worldview is not strictly for Americans. I mean, it's all over the world.
Yeah.
So, in other words, Mike, we call England and say, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were thinking.
Plus, would they take the whole country or just the original 13? I mean.
I think everybody.
Yeah.
We're all in. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. If you would want us taken over, ask Adam anything. If we have to blend in, we meld into another country, where are we going?
Oh, that's a good question. Italy. Let's get better food here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I just was presented with some pancakes with dates baked right into them.
Enough of the
dates. I'm becoming a date connoisseur out here.
Yeah. You haven't had a good date since 87.
Okay. Another rim shot. Okay.
Rim shot.
Any Youngman is going to join us.
Oh, hey.
Tuesday.
Hey, you.
Okay. John has called in. John, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hey, Adam, I'm looking for my next binge on Netflix. I'm wondering, is it Ozarks or Breaking Bad?
Oh, Breaking Bad. Not even close.
Not close. Not.
Breaking Bad. I envy you to watch Breaking Bad for the first time.
It's that or watch Peaky Blinders for the third time.
Yeah. Peaky's good, but no. Breaking Bad is...
Every time.
Yep.
We might have the answer already. Your memory is blanked out. And you know the show is great, but all of a sudden you don't remember a single thing about it.
Yeah.
And you can start a television show all over again. You know, is it Breaking Bad?
It's closer to reality than you think, by the way. It's like, I don't remember any of this happening. I know I'm going Sopranos, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Breaking Bad just a little bit better than Sopranos. Not by much, but...
Or Love Boat.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like that with the variety of roles that Charo appears. Right. Dave, can you look up before this segment is done how many times Charo appeared on Love Boat? Can we track that down?
I'll figure that out.
Tim, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Yeah, Adam, I was wondering if you're planning on representing CCO at the Governor's Opener for fishing this year.
Oh, little hidden gem of Cross Lake.
I'll be there,
baby.
Well, I just got a call from the DNR. They want me to be one of the fishing hosts or guides.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking about... there might be a possibility we'd be sharing a boat.
What kind of boat you got?
Huh?
What kind of boat you got?
I'll listen to you.
I've got a militaristic. I got foot one to last in with seats, 90 horse Merc.
Okay.
And we can either catch slab crappies till they're going out of style. Or if you want to fish for walleyes, we could do that too.
I'm with you, baby. Let's do it. I'll fish those crappies all day, baby.
Me too.
Thank you, sir. Make it happen.
Thanks, Tim.
You'll have to see Carter, the unofficial mayor, my guy Robbie Berklin.
Oh yeah,
up in Cross Lake. You know Rob. You'll have some fun with
him. Yes, sir.
More text. Why doesn't dog vomit stink?
Oh, I think it does.
I do, too. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Dear Adam, I'm trying to make cookies. I can't concentrate with the laughter listening to you guys.
Mm.
Thanks for all the chuckles. That's very kind, right?
That's kind, yeah.
Why don't you do video like Durasha? Well, that's a point of contention. because the two of us for about a decade have been banging the drum about having cameras in.
Mm-hmm.
And right now the YouTube thing is only happening with Jason. I don't know if that's Jason pushing that or the station or whatever, but this radio station is 10 years behind video.
Yeah.
Just is.
Yep.
And that that absolutely should have happened. So if Jason's just a start and we get real cameras and we pull things off, I'm in. Dave has found the number, Adam. I don't think he's told you yet.
Yes,
how many episodes do you think Chara was in The Love Boat?
I think it's probably less than we think. I'm going to say 6 episodes.
Higher.
10.
Oh, 10.
10 episodes.
At least one per season, except for season 7. They did not need her then.
Mm. Wow.
There's that season 7. Well, there's much. That there was a big backstory as to why she didn't appear. Episode 219 of Adam Carter, Land Hoy, the Love Boat podcast will be available on Odyssey next week.
It's too good. Last one. Are we out of 35 or 50, Dave?
50. Thanks for listening.
50. Yeah. Any embarrassing Valentine's Day or night stories you want to share with us?
I don't think embarrassing. I had my heart broken on Valentine's Day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds. What happened?
Well, it's my current wife. She broke up with me when we were in high school, I think right before Valentine's Day.
But you were resilient.
Resilient. Yeah.
Yes.
Like Charo.
What episode is that on the
I came back in season 8, baby.
Thank you.
You got it.
All right, Adam Carter back with all of you at 9 tomorrow. We're pretty much doing Dumber every day this week, too, so plenty of the two of us and a little crosstalk. John Krasinski on the Wolves. A-Rod, Lori.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.